Ai, kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei, listening to Breakfast on 95 BFM. Oh, kei te mana hoau, I'm excited for this. We've got Te Kurahuia on the line. Mōrena.
Ata Māori e manu ao.
Kei te pēhea koe.
E pai ana e hoa me koe.
Ai, kei te pai, kei te pai. Kei te mana ho, I'm excited for this. I'm loving this new waiata, Toitū Te Tiriti. It's pretty staunch, I like it.
Oh, thank you, yay.
And so much happening for you at the moment. You're playing Splore as well, which has just been announced. You must be so excited for that.
I'm super excited for that.
Awesome. Let's talk a little bit about this new waiata. I'm sure listeners can guess what the kaupapa is and what it's about by the title, but tell us a little bit about where this came from for you.
This waiata actually came from me when I was on a trip to Turtle Island, Canada. At the time, they were going through Kill Bill 5, and it made me so emotional. You might have seen one of the reels that is on my Instagram where I'm passionately swearing about honouring the treaty.
Mm.
And I felt what we feel here at home in a different country with different people. And I just felt like, damn, it's unfair. It's unfair that all Indigenous peoples across the world are facing this issue. So I poured it out of myself. I went into the realm of all unrealized potential and created this song. And I was super excited about it because I felt like, oh, this is a cool song. It could be a digital hikoi, which we had last night with the release of the music video. And I just wanted it to be fun and upbeat and bring a sense of, what's it called? Kotahitanga when it comes to our next hikoi, which I assume will be soon.
I love that term, digital hikoi. That's so awesome, and especially, you know, this new age of social media where we're seeing so much of that kotahitanga take place online. It's cool to feel like music can contribute to that as well.
Yeah, 100%.
So cool. And I mean, as well, you know, it must be quite special to build those connections. Tell me a little bit more about that trip to Turtle Island and connecting with other, did you connect with any other Indigenous creatives over in Canada?
I did. So I got to be a part of the Aotearoa Māori Showcase that was created as part of the International Indigenous Music Summit. I was a part of that. I actually opened the showcase and Lady Shaka closed it. And we also had Mellow Downs performing as part of that as well. So I went for that originally. And it was a really, really beautiful program that week when we went over there. Yes, I did get to not just be a part of the program, but also be a part of the Indigenous collaborations within that summit. It was just a beautiful summit. All Indigenous peoples across the world came together to showcase, to share, and to just be one people.
It must feel quite cool as well to be sharing the stage at Splore next year with amazing Indigenous artists from all over, such as just comes to mind Miss Kanina, who's real staunch in her own right and such an amazing performer. It must be cool to be sharing that stage with them.
100%, but not just Miss Kanina. Like, I've been seeing other names on there. I'm just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah,
I'm super honored.
The lineup is pretty awesome this year. I'm excited. It's going to be awesome. Who are you most excited to see? Is it? I mean, it's kind of a hard question because everyone's awesome. But any standouts for you?
You literally just said it.
Miss Kanina, she's so cool. I missed her show when she came to Tamaki Makaurau. Was it last year or earlier this year? So I'm excited to see her. She's cool.
Oh. Are you coming?
Yeah, of course.
I'll see you there.
I'll be front row, don't worry.
We gotta be there. It's gonna be so good. I think it's like one of those, it's kind of looking impossible to miss at this point.
Oh yeah, it's a must see.
Yeah.
Yay, please come.
Oh, please. We'll be there. What can people expect? I've seen you live a couple of times and you always bring the energy. It's mean. But what can people expect from this performance from you?
This one's going to be a bit different. I've got a DJ this time. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I know. I don't have to press play anymore. Awesome. I think this one is going to be different because, yes, I do have a DJ, but this one will be special. This DJ is actually my mum, DJ Brown Sugar. Oh, shout out to DJ Brown Sugar.
That's so delightful.
And maybe I'll have some dances, but I'll just leave it there. I'll surprise you guys later.
Oh. My imagination is running wild. Oh,
what a special thing to share the stage with your mama.
Right.
That's awesome. That's cute. Yeah. That's real cute. So cool. Tell me a little bit more about, you know, we talked a little bit about Digital Hikoi and creating music that contributes to that activism, but you've got a lot of really interesting mahi outside of the digital space as well. I want to talk a little bit about Taniwha Studios. Tell me a little bit about that, kaupapa.
Oh, okay. So Taniwha Studios to me is just creating the spaces for young Indigenous storytellers to come together and just be yourself authentically.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I decided to just start creating like my own studios was with my live band theatre show that I started producing as part of the Whanake Festival.
Mm.
So I am a Te Whakaari student. I'm in my final year. And in your final year, you get to create a project of some sort of art for the Whanake Festival, which was formerly known as the Forward Festival, Festival of Works and Development. So that was one of the projects that I got to start Taniwha Studios on. And I loved it especially because I got to use my classmates and other of my friends that also go to Te Whakaari who have their own perspectives, their own opinions on the story that I gave to them, and they really just helped me bring that vision to light. So I really want to put my hand down to them, to all of the cast and crew that was a part of Welcome to the After Party. Thank you so much, because we might be bringing it back in the future, but we'll leave it there for now.
Oh, karawe. How cool. So cool that your practice crosses over so many different mediums, and coming from a theatre background as well, it must feel like your creative process is really fluid in terms of music making.
Oh, I hope so. I'm trying to find a meeting point for all of my mediums to just boom, put into one.
Yeah. That's sick. That's awesome. So cool. So excited for you, for Splore, and for this new waiata. It must feel quite special as well, releasing during Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori.
Oh, yes. Was that planned? No.
I mean, every week is Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, eh?
Ai, katsuka. Yes, mahuru Māori, let's go.
Let's go. Okay, so awesome to talk with you this morning, te kurehuia. Tēnā koe, we're going to listen to Toitū te Tiriti. Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness, thank you. Toitū te Tiriti.
Let's go. You. Ka kite.
Ka kite. Kimihia tirohia arokan ka mai ki rama. Kauranga te kaha whangai, haua tu rākau o
平常猜，只落去爱去第二次。